Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Divas. Welcome to Diva Talk Radio. If you're a woman living with, at risk, or affected by diabetes, I don't want you to get down. I want you to get diva and take on a proactive attitude about your health. I'm your host, Mr. Divabetic, and I'm on a quest to glamorize good health. Relax, sit back, and get inspired. Spend the next 20 minutes with us for a new attitude. We've got a great show for you tonight, and it's all about playing the numbers game. If you have any questions or you'd like to make a comment, please call in. These are the Diva digits, 347-215-8551. That's 347-215-8551. And please feel free to visit our website, divabetic.org. Now, we all know that diabetes is all about the numbers. Since we can't avoid them, I say let's have some fun learning how to better manage them. That's the concept behind our game, Diabetes Numerology. It's basically 8 care puzzles featuring random blood glucose numbers with real-life situations. And my co-author tonight is with me. Joining me is Jessica Isler. She's a registered dietitian, certified diabetes educator, and a new mom. Hello, Jessica.
Hey, Max. Hi, Divas. How's everybody doing tonight?
Now, Jessica,
I'm really
we came up
to be here.
I'm so glad you're on the air with us, too. We came up with this because we wanted to show people that managing their care, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. It's sometimes a roller coaster, and this would be a fun way for them to just get some more information about dealing with their diabetes in unexpected situations.
Absolutely, and it really gives people a way to kind of work on their problem solving. You know, a lot of times you might go to a diabetes education class and someone would say, you know, give you the basics of what you need to do to manage your care, but then they don't really put you into kind of real-world situations and allow you to practice that. So that's what diabetes numerology is all about, and it's really important that as we play the game, what we're going to do is give our real-life diva a scenario as well as a blood glucose value to kind of match up with the scenario that diva's in. And it's important to remember, though, Max, that, you know, every number doesn't mean the same thing for everybody. We're talking to divas with, you know, type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, gestational diabetes, and depending on your care plan, what type of medication you're taking and or insulin you're taking, your answer or your solve for the problem might be very different from the diva sitting next to you. So it's really important that everyone remember that, you know, diabetes is not one size fit all. It's quite different disease for every single person living with it. So that's what diabetes numerology is all about, is just kind of figuring out what the numbers mean for you personally.
And you know what, Jessica, if people are listening right now, we're celebrating our 5th year at Divabetic. They could go on the website, divabetic.org, and download their very own free copy of our first diabetes numerology game book and play along. Or they could call in on the Diva digits tonight, 347-215-8551. If they've been to any of our programs in the past, they know I love to hear from them. And I know our real-life New York Diva is going to be on the air in a minute. But Jessica, since you're a registered dietitian and we go around the country talking to all types of women, we always have the mantra, be a better eater, not a perfect eater.
Absolutely.
Tonight's show is all about the numbers. So I was in Spanish Harlem today doing my weekly support meeting, and one of the divas was curious, what numbers should she look at the back of a food label if she wants to better manage her diabetes? She was wondering, does she look at the sugar grams? Does she look at the calories, or should she be looking at the number of carbohydrates?
You know what, Max? That's a fantastic question and one that I get all of the time. Probably on a daily basis, people say that nutrition facts panel on the back of that box really confuses me. It sends me for a loop because there are so many numbers on the back, and it's really tough for people to really make heads or tails of it a lot of times. And remember, it really depends on what your goals are. So if you are a woman living with type 1 diabetes, taking insulin at meal times, and you are trying to balance the insulin that you're taking with the carbohydrate you're eating, which is oftentimes what we encourage you to do, then the big number that you're going to zero in on that nutrition facts panel is the total grams of carbohydrate. So, you know, we always need to look at that, but then you also need to look take a look at the serving size for that food to figure out, well, all right, if a cup of this item has, or if the nutrition facts panel, excuse me, says there's 31 grams of total carbohydrate in the food, well, certainly then you need to know, well, is that for the whole box or is that for a half of a cup? And that's what the serving size will tell you. And then you need to decide how much you're going to eat in order to determine how many total grams of carbohydrate. So that's something that certainly you should be zeroing in on. Also, if you're living with type 2 diabetes,
wait, just to back up for a minute. If you're living with type 1, you were saying look at the number of carbohydrates.
Total grams of carbs, absolutely.
Look at the number of servings. And then determine how much food you're wanting to eat from that package.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, so now for type 2 divas.
For type 2 divas, you may also want to zero in them on those total carbs, because oftentimes you may have, spoken to a registered dietitian and learned that zeroing in on a total amount of carbs at mealtimes is going to help you manage your diabetes well and also help you with weight management if that's an issue for you. So you may be aiming for, say, 45 to 60 grams of carbohydrate at a meal. So knowing, of course, how much you're getting from each item that you're eating is going to help you balance that out and make sense of that. So, total carbs is always something to take a look at. Calories could be something that you might want to take a look at, again, if you're looking at weight management. But I think it's easier to go with kind of one number and make that work for you. There's lots of numbers underneath where it says total carbs, too, like sugars and fibers and all of that. But I think, again, it depends on where you are with your meal planning strategy. If you are just getting started, taking a look at those total carbs are great. If you are already a seasoned carb counter, well, then take it to that next level. Take a look at the fiber in the foods that you're eating and understand that sometimes you can subtract that out if you are eating foods that are higher in fiber. And looking at the total sugar grams, sometimes people get confused. It's important to know that the sugar grams are part of that total carb number. So for meal planning for diabetes, it's not necessarily something we zero in on, but hey, you, me, everybody, whether we're living with diabetes or not, we don't really need a lot of extra sugar. So I always say it's not a bad idea to take a look at that number two and go with a food that has less added sugar in it. And, that's always just a good rule of thumb for everybody trying to live a healthy lifestyle.
Well, that was great advice. Let's hear it for our educator, Jessica Isla.
Confusing. I think carb counting is one of the hardest parts of diabetes. It really is.
And we do hear that from a lot of divas. And if you're right now a little distressed about it, why don't you call in on the Diva digits, 347-215-8551, or I think I'm going to ask Jessica to blog about this on the website, divabetic.org. And don't forget, it's time to go download your free copy of our Diabetes Numerology Game Book, because we're getting ready to play Diabetes Numerology. I'd love to hear my Divabetic theme song right about now. If I could. That's right. There's one diva out in the universe who's getting ready to dance with Divabetic tonight. She's from New York City. And every time we do Divabetic outreach, we do it diva style. So we love to play music, raise those attitudes, boost those spirits, help lift the confidence. I call it pass the boa, because all of being a Divabetic is about being proactive in your health, talking more about your life experience, sharing it with others so they can hear not only your successes but your struggles and learn how to better manage their care. So let's get ready to meet our real-life diva from New York City. Hello, Phyllis.
Hi, Max. Hi, Davis. Hi, Jessica.
Thanks for being on the show tonight, Phyllis.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm just so glad to spread the word around about how we can take care of our diabetes situation, because it's very complicated and it's very confusing and it's something that needs to be shared with all of us.
Now, just tell us, Phyllis, how are you affected by diabetes?
Well, Max, 10 years ago, I was living my life very nicely, and all of a sudden, I just felt like I was coming down with a flu or a virus. I just felt exhausted. I was thirsty. I was going to the bathroom a lot, and I just felt horrible. When I went to the doctor to check and to see if I could get an antibiotic, he tested my blood level and found that it was extremely high. And being my age, he automatically assumed I was coming down with type 2 diabetes. So he put me on pills, which for the first 3 days did absolutely nothing for me. And when we got back together, we discussed that I needed to see an endocrinologist specialist in diabetes.
And so since that time, you've been very proactive about your care. You created an entourage, and it looks like you're ready to take on the challenge of our diabetes numerology game tonight.
You bet I am.
All right. Well, it's summer, and I know there's a lot of women out there living with diabetes who are getting ready to go on vacation. So, Phyllis, are you ready for your situation?
Shaka to me.
All right, because you're going to only have about 20 seconds to formulate an answer. Your
okay.
Your blood glucose value is a 55, and your real-life situation is you're on an evening flight, you've been sitting on the runway at JFK for hours, and the last meal you had was coffee and a bagel on the way to the office at 7 a.m. How would you manage your blood glucose?
Well, Max, having dealt with this, I come prepared, and I always carry in my bag a little snack of some kind plus glucose tablets. So I would immediately take the glucose tablets to raise my blood sugar level, followed by a little snack.
Excellent answer.
Yeah, Jessica, what do you feel about that?
Fantastic. Do you know how happy it makes me when I hear divas tell me that they travel with glucose tabs? It is something that is so, so important because, you know, what this situation really drives home is a lot of times women will say, oh, well, I just will go get something out of the vending machine, or I'll just go, you know, down the hall and grab a snack if I'm having a low blood sugar. And what's really, really important is that you never, never put yourself in a situation where you might be stuck without rescue carbohydrate, and that's what those glucose tabs are.
Where do you get them, Phyllis? Because a lot of people aren't going to know what glucose tabs are.
Any drugstore or health food store sells them.
And how much
Absolutely.
Are they? Because that's an important number for numerology.
They are very inexpensive. I believe I paid $3 and change for a bottle of 30.
Yeah,
so
not
the
too
first
bad.
Message there is be prepared. Now, if
Absolutely.
You're living with type 2 diabetes, Jessica, how would you handle this situation?
Well, you know, for anyone living with diabetes, if you have a blood glucose value, and it's different depending on who you talk to, but somewhere between 70 and 80, that's going to be, you know, hypoglycemia or a low blood sugar for you. And people living with type 1 or type 2 both can have hypoglycemia. If you're living with type 2 diabetes and you're on medications that have a blood glucose lowering effect, which many do, then you can experience hypoglycemia, and you would treat it the same way our fabulous diva Phyllis has. You know, you would take usually, it's, you know, 3 to 4 glucose tabs, depending on the brand, which gives you 15 grams of carbohydrates, and then you want to be sure to check your blood sugar 15 minutes later. It's called the rule of 15, basically, to make sure that those 15 grams of carbohydrate in the glucose tabs or some other quick-acting carbohydrate source has done the trick.
Can I use lifesavers
sure.
instead of glucose tabs?
You know, you could. You could use lifesavers. You can
use
can I use
chocolate or Hershey Kisses?
Those aren't a great idea, and I'll tell you why. Those types of foods, you know, a lot of times people say candy bars, things like that. Chocolate, peanut butter is another example of what people like to use a lot, but aren't great ideas because they have protein and fat in them. And that can delay how quickly they'll go to work for you. So glucose tabs are straight sugar. Soda, regular soda, of course, juice, lifesaver types of candies that are just sugar, those are the things that are going to go to work for you right away and bring that blood glucose value up out of the basement, so to speak, out of a dangerous zone. But then what Phyllis said that she does is she would follow that up with a snack. Once you know, because you've tested afterwards and you know that your blood sugar is up in a safe zone, if it's going to be a while before you're going to eat your next meal, then that's when you bring out your peanut butter crackers or another snack that does have a little fat and protein in it. And you can have that then to kind of just keep your blood sugar values, you know, level, on the level, so that you don't have to worry about going low again. So Phyllis's answer is just perfect. She travels with her glucose tab. She travels with a healthy snack. to make sure that she doesn't go too low after having a low, you know, already. So,
right. And, you know,
we're wrapping up.
Great job, Phyllis. Let's give her applause again. I love standing ovations for divas.
Yay!
And I'm wrapping up, but Phyllis, I'm assuming you've traveled before. Have you found that if you tell the airlines you're living with diabetes, what's the treatment level you get?
Well, I'm on the insulin pump, so that's another issue when you travel, especially with airlines, as far as going through the security. I travel with a letter from my doctor, which informs the airline that I'm on that I'm diabetic on insulin, and that just gets me right through.
Yeah, and you know, you're such a prepared diva. That's what it's all about, being prepared. And you know,
having a snack.
I was a Girl Scout.
Very good, very good. And you know, we're talking all about numbers, Max, today. One thing I just want to make sure everybody knows is, diabetes numbers are not just blood sugar numbers, and there are a lot of other numbers we need to stay on top of when it comes to managing our diabetes. We, of course, need to know our blood sugar and hemoglobin A1C, but we also need to know our blood pressure, our cholesterol levels. Things like that are so important, too. So there's lots of numbers that are very important when it comes to diabetes.
And they could see some of that information if they visit our website, divabetic.org. I really want to thank my guest tonight on Diva Talk Radio, Jessica Isler, registered dietitian, certified diabetes educator, and our real-life diva from New York City, Phyllis, for joining us and playing the diabetes numerology game. This is Mr. Diva Bedick, and I want you to remember, every diva has an entourage, and I'm so glad to be part of yours. Thank you.
Moving on. Are you ready to dance with us, baby?